Weekends in the morning, The Warren Pierce Show, 760 WJR.
Her love is gonna shine through everything. There's nothing in the world like a mother's love.
Happy Mother's Day, one and all. We are trying to track down our final guests here. I don't know if we have the wrong numbers or not, but it revolves around, and I mentioned the story here, the mom and her daughter, the only two to have ever anchored a newscast in the United States. And it happened, well, we'll see if we can't track them down and find out the exact date. But anyway, Diana Lewis, who, joined Channel 7, I want to say in 1977, and then wound up, 6 years ago, retiring, and we talked to her then, and she's still active. But anyway, Diana Lewis has been in the business for close to 50 years or so. So, Diana, if you're listening, the number isn't ringing through, give us a call, and it's toll-free at 1-800-859-0957. And daughter Glenda Lewis, maybe we got the wrong number for Glenda, who arrived as a member of the team over there at Channel 7 in 2003. And they, in fact, became the first mother-daughter team to anchor a newscast when they did the 11 p.m. telecast on Mother's Day. Remember this? Did any of you watch this in 2004? And certainly we want to talk to them about that. And if, in fact, Diana Lewis's daughter had intended to go in and follow in her mom's footsteps and go into the news business. So let me see. Who do we... We'll try to get through to them. But anyway, Diana, Glenda, call us quickly here before we run out of time. It's toll-free, 1-800. And then we got the right number, 859-0957. And we'll try and check in with them and talk a bit about Mother's Day. Or else we'll have to wait till next year. Anyway, mothers celebrating this particular day. And this, I'm telling you, this goes back to Greek times and Roman times. Celebration has been going on. I mentioned a little while ago that the modern holiday of Mother's Day was first celebrated back in 1908. There's this, I think we've mentioned this before, this Anna Jarvis held a memorial for her mom at the St. Andrew's Methodist Church down in Grafton, West Virginia. And it was at the St. Andrew's Methodist Church that holds the International Mother's Day Shrine. So did they give us a buzz? Who do we have on the line? Diana and Glenda. Do we have the two of you on the line?
Good morning, Warren.
Wait, somebody sounds very sleepy. Who is that, Glenda?
No, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yes, happy Mother's Day, Mom. Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day to you, baby.
And Glenda, if I'm not mistaken, it wasn't designed. You went to Michigan State. You weren't in broadcasting. You weren't going to go into the news business that you're in now, right?
Oh, wow. Many moons ago now, Warren, but I did study in the communications department.
But you were in advertising and marketing and things like that at MSU, right?
But I was, yeah. Yes. But my first education was at home with my mother in a newsroom.
Hmm.
So that was before Michigan State. That's the only thing I know.
But as you watched your mom, you grew up watching your mom on TV.
Did you do everything.
Yeah.
Holding a brush in the mirror, signing off. She was doing the news. Good morning. This is Glenda Lewis. You should have seen that. That was the cutest thing. They would turn the brush upside down, and they would report like it was a microphone. It was the greatest.
What was it, a survey or something, Glenda, that you took that said, you know what, you really should be in the reporting field, in the journalism field?
Well, I actually, at Michigan State University, worked wonders for me. I had an exit interview. They set me up with a great company. I would have walked out of college with a job in insurance sales. And it just wasn't me. You know, when I'm taking that personality profile, I thought, okay, this is not it.
Nope. Not sales, not any. You got to be in TV. So you worked in Alpena, you work in Lansing, you work in Flint, And finally,
and 21 years later, here I am.
Well, was there?
I've been in the business for 21 years, 15 of them at Channel 7.
Wow, congratulations! And Thank Mom you. Has been around for close to 50 years, winning all sorts of awards. But
No, it's been 50, not close to. It's been 50. I started in 68, the year that Dr. King was assassinated in 1968. So this past February 25th, I was honored for 50 years in the business. I'm in the gold circle. And I'm so proud of that. I wear my pin proudly. I'm so proud of that.
No doubt. But Diana Lewis, were you concerned that having your daughter, Glenda, arrive at the station when you were still anchoring, that you would be maybe having her compared to you, and she would have that stress and pressure on her because her mom was so successful in what she was doing?
Never concerned about comparison. And you could go on from there, Glenda. Never concerned about that.
Well, to be honest, Warren, that's a very real challenge. Because walking through those doors with your mother already there, and even though it was my fourth station,
right.
So my experience outweighed quite a few others. Within those walls, I would say that there's many times that I was treated differently. Now, on the outside, no. By the public, no. But on the inside, I had quite a few experiences, yes, that were where my hoops to jump through were a little larger than others.
Well, we're out of time now. What are you doing for your mom, Glenda Lewis, today?
Well, now that we're up early with you, sir, it's about time to get this grocery list together and make Mom brunch.
We're going to make brunch at home. Well, enjoy the Mother's Day. Diana Lewis always marveled and certainly respected the work you've done over the years. And to you, too, Glenda, you're continuing the name of Lewis there in fine form at Channel 7. My pleasure.
Thank you. I love you. You're a friend from so many years. I absolutely adore you. Thank you so much, Warren.
You're welcome.